We reject that. Initially, these 2 days of hearings could mean we hear if Israel must stop its military campaign in Gaza. Adila Hassim is a lawyer with the South African team.
For the past 96 days, Israel has subjected Gaza to what has been described as one of the heaviest conventional bombing campaigns in the history of modern warfare.
A post office investigator claims he was not technically minded, despite the fact he was examining missing money from branches. Stephen Bradshaw was involved in uncovering cases of fraud and theft. He's also been questioned at the Horizon Inquiry about a statement he signed supporting faulty software.
With hindsight, you know, it's regrettable that a statement went through like that, as if it's my words, which is not correct.
But it hasn't caused you any moment of reflection?
Of course it causes moments of reflection, because you look at it and go, that's completely wrong, because somebody's told me to put a statement through like that.
The family of a woman murdered over half a century ago are offering to pay a farmer £40,000 to let them search for her remains on his land. Muriel Mackay was kidnapped and killed, but her body has never been found. Children could be made to brush their teeth in school if Labour get into power at the next general election. Sir Keir Starmer says his party wants to end high levels of tooth decay. Sven-Göran Eriksson, the first non-English man to manage England's men, fears he is at best a year to live. The 75-year-old Swede has been diagnosed with cancer. And Ireland boss Andy Farrell has been named as the head coach of the British and Irish Lions for their 2025 tour of Australia. He'll officially take up the role in December of this year. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much, Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's look at the weather. Now, the sunshine has disappeared and it is about 6 degrees and you're going to be getting gentle breeze. Very overcast here in Brentwood, but it will remain dry for the rest of the day. Wrap up warm if you're going out.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, the Brentwood Food Bank, supported by the Trussell Trust, is working to combat poverty across the UK. On Tuesday before Christmas, the food bank fed an unprecedented 177 people in one day. And today we fed 119. Sadly, we believe that's a 5% rise in the energy prices, which is why people are going to the food bank. If you can help, it's info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. UK, and you can find out more from our website or the wsphoenixfm.com. But what they're looking for are tinned goods like ham, corned beef, tuna, salmon, braising steak, chili con carne, potatoes, ravioli, spaghetti, custard, all things like that are in a tin. Jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta, and also toiletries. We forget about those sometimes. Soaps, toothpaste, washing up liquid, washing powders, bleaches, and other items. If you've got a glut of carrier bags, they'll be well received as well, because obviously they like to give the items out like that. And I tell you what, I will be getting my boiler fixed, and I know I've been going on about it and saying about how cold it is, but this morning when I woke up and I went to have a shower, and there's obviously no heating in the house, I've got hot water, and I just thought, I was really, really cold, and it was quite difficult to take off my PJs to get in the shower because it was that cold. And I thought, you know, even with my clothes on, it's like it goes through to your bones. And I thought this morning, I just thought, there's people sleeping rough in the UK in this. How they survive in these temperatures, I don't know. I mean, the house was so cold. It's probably about as cold as inside the house as it was outside. And, you know, I've said this before, I do have an electric blanket, which at the moment I've got like a little electric fire, which I've put on. But the electric blanket is obviously cheaper to run. I'm not too worried about that, but I'm just saying I'm lucky I've got that. But, you know, if you've got kids and you're struggling with the heating bills, it must be awful. I mean, I think for me, if I've got my hoodie on, I put the hood up because it stops the heat coming out from the top of your head, and that does help a little bit. But it's my feet, and once it gets into you, the coldness is really hard to warm up again, because it seems to go into like your thighs and your legs and your arms. And my hands were frozen in bed last night. Let's try and warm, you know, warm them up. So, you know, and I'm lucky because I'm going to be obviously having heating next week. But I just thought there's poor people out there that are sleeping rough. It's terrible, absolutely terrible. And if you're having problems paying your bills, like we've just heard from the food bank, etc. So if you are doing a bit of shopping and, you know, you can get an extra tin of soup or something, then you can, donate it to the food bank in Brentwood, who do an amazing job helping, people out to basically have some food and have some hot food. That's the most important thing, like soups and tins of food that you can heat up will keep you, keep you warm. It's, you need like mashed potato and things and the bits of like stew just to keep you nice and warm, and lots of hot drinks and things. Talking of having cold hands, says Francesca, and being cold in bed, you received an invitation. I have to say thank you. I've had so many people contact me and say, Michelle, if you want to come over and like use my shower, my house got heating. So thank you. I've had loads of people contact me. So thank you to everybody that's offered. That's so kind of everybody to offer me to go and stay with them. But I will, going to bear it out indoors. It's not too bad. I know I keep going on about it, and I'm saying things as a little bit of a joke. And even when I spoke to the people that are doing the heating, they said, we try and get out as quickly as possible. But this time of year, everybody's getting problems like boilers and heating and things. And I said, yeah, don't worry about me. I said, I'll be all right. If you've got people come first, elderly people and people who've got kids, you need to, sort them out. If I've got my exercise bike, I'd be fine. That'd warm me up.
With me, will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me, never let me go? Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing, dancing as the world turns round.
Said and done, I'll keep holding on, even in silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise. Yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming, dreaming till the sun goes down.
that sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you. Sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
now what is coming up for the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM. Well, plenty more. Let's have a look at the schedule. After me, you've got Siobhan. She's going to be here with her guest, Suzanne Roynan from Interiors Therapy. They're talking about feng shui. I love watching that. There's a couple of things on online where you can watch about where you position your bed in the bedroom to get the best energy flow. And it makes sense in a lot of ways when you look at what they do, because you know, propping your bed up against a wall, if it's a double bed, you need to have the space around it and be with the door in front of you, not to the side. It's also, it's good for good positive energy. So you can check out with Siobhan at 1 o'clock with 1, 2, 3 and a guest. Drive Time with Jo Bailey. She's also got a guest as well, Michelle Spencer, talking about mindfulness and well-being. So you're going to get well looked after this afternoon. 98 Night Out, the local, national and international cricket news, interviews and features with Darren Mutu. Then at 7 p.m, the non-league hour with John Chubb, and he's also got a guest, Jack Patmore. We'll be talking from Great Wakering Rovers manager Marcus Bowers ahead of their FA Vars fourth round tie this Saturday. Bump to Bumper with Gareth Williams, a trawl through the indie and alternatives music from the 1960s onwards. And then the night shift at 10 p.m, a brand new country music show presented by Madeline Christie, and she's going to be chatting to singer-songwriters Adele and Andy. I don't know if it's the Adele, maybe it is, who knows, you never know with Madeline. But that's all coming up, loads more coming up here. What a busy Thursday we've got. So do check out the website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. .com. Can't get my words out. Right, coming up next, we've got some Olivia Dean featuring Leon Bridges, The Hardest Part.
Static on the phone. Normally I need you. This time I don't wanna go. Lately I've been growing into someone you don't know. You had the chance to love her, but apparently you don't. No, you don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? Spell. Her opinions would define me, but this time I made some for myself. Cause lately I'm certain there's no further to go. Yeah, she had the chance to love me, but apparently she don't. No, she don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? I know you're still.
little DJ, get that quick. My street's been on the freeway. Turn that trick to make a little leeway. Beat that nick, but not the way that we play. Dog town. Bloodbath. Ribcage. Soft tail.
Standing in line to see the show tonight.
How are you feeling? I'm so cold. I'm so sorry. I've got the heating up. I hope Siobhan's all right when she comes in. And I guess they're not going to freeze as they come into the studio. I don't know why I say it's really, really cold. It's coming up from the concrete floor, I think. I'm rubbing my hands together as best I can. Look, listen, see? Doing a bit of ASMR down the microphone. I was trying to look for some funny, weird news stories. Some funny stories. Not much fun out at the moment. A bloke's found a rodent caught tidying his shed. He's been caught on camera tidying up a man's shed. 75-year-old Rodney, who lives in Powers, that'll be in Wales, is a keen wildlife photographer. I've got a little box where I've got some nuts and that, and I can feed the birds, and I've got a lot of other foods in my bins and things. So one morning I went out early in October and there were no nuts, and I thought I put nuts in yesterday. After the nuts disappeared on several occasions, some other items started to be put back into the box. I had a lot of stuff I put on the bench, and I thought I'm going to set up the camera and see what's happening. So he set it up, and there was a rodent that apparently is putting stuff in, so sort of tidying up and putting things in this box. You've got to be really careful with nuts and bird seed in the garage, because it does encourage little mice and things. And he said, yeah, he's got a tidying up mouse, so he basically recorded it. He will eat the odd one or two nuts. I think what he's doing is piling things on top to hide them. So he's putting the nuts back in the box and then putting stuff on top. I don't know. I've had mice in the garage, and that's frightening. I know there was a former presenter here that was in the who used to do breakfast here years ago, and he was in the local papers because in Brentwood at the time there was like an influx of rats, big rats, and they used to, I didn't realise with this, they were in the trees. I kid you not, this is not a fake story. They were in the trees in his garden. In the trees. Can you imagine looking up going, look at that lovely, oh, it's not a bird, it's a rat. And he was there. There was a picture of him, and then next to his head was a picture of a great big rat. It's not the front cover you want, really, is it? Here I am, and here's a rat. And here's Marvin Gaye.
As we're making our way, we pull up to a red light. river party with all my girls behind me. Yeah, suddenly I saw him. My heart is started jumping,
jumping, and jumping.
Then he led me to the dance floor. Then he held me closely.
Gabrielle there, When a Woman. Now, reading through a quick look on Twitter, this is a bit of a shooting yourself in a foot moment, I think, for BrewDog. As you know, BrewDog has become so, so popular. And, you know, they've got great bars. I've been into a couple in London, and there's basically a new one in Upminster as well. Always really packed out. And I remember when BrewDog first started off. And, yeah, great, does great selections of beer. And, you know, they've really expanded and doing brilliantly. But we say no publicity is good publicity, but this is not going to be the publicity they want. James Watt, BrewDog CEO, is worth about £262 million, okay? That's fine, that's fine. He is refusing to raise the wage of his staff in London by £1 an hour to keep them at the national living wage. BrewDog is apparently a nice company, but wage freezes don't seem very nice, do they? And basically, BrewDog have told their workers they will no longer be paid the real living wage from April and instead paid the lower national living wage. I mean, when you think of something, I mean, I know if it's your company and you've built it up, but when you think, if you've got 262 million and all those, you know, those wonderful pubs and stuff all over London, blah, 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 and it isn't meant to be a lovely company to work for, that you would just think, actually, just give the staff the extra quid, do you know? If you've got that much, I mean, I know, I mean, you, how could you spend 262 million in your lifetime, really? I mean, what sort of life? I mean, you know, I know you've got the pressures of having a business, blah, 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 but it must be something to give back to your workers. That is really bad publicity for BrewDog, because it's all over, starting to go all over social media, and hopefully that will be a decision that will be changed. Yes, slashing wages because they want to transfer. Yeah, we won't say that. Yeah. What do you think? I think it's a bit mean, really. I think it's a bit mean, especially when you've got that amount of money. I was talking about, do you like the cold weather, or do you prefer, you know, things you like about the cold weather and things you hate? I mean, I like early morning walks when it's cold, wrapping up warm and sipping a coffee and walking along, and holding a gloved hand of your partner. Or the things about when it's cold, getting out of bed, you don't want to do that. Cleaning the car windscreen, I hate doing that. I had to do that this morning. And then I put people, that's the other thing I don't like in the cold weather. But Bridget said, when it's cold, I snuggle up in my duvet and read a good suspense book. I also like to go out well covered from head to toe for long walks in the countryside, carrying a thermos of tea in my bag. I also enjoy sitting in front of the fireplace, eating roasted chestnuts and drinking mulled wine. These are very basic pleasures. Richard said, being a night worker, I stay in bed all day. Ashley said, Happy New Year. And Hazel says, it sounds good anyways. Thank you very much for that. Mulled wine. Yeah, I don't mind mulled wine. I didn't know, because you're from France, Le Francais, Brigitte, and I didn't know the French. Do they drink a lot of tea? I always think, you know, I remember when I was at school and we were talking about sort of breakfast from around the world. And for me, it was always like you have a big bowl of like hot chocolate, the French, for breakfast. They probably don't. And then you have croissant. That was it. That's what I thought it was. It's good, actually. There's a few things on YouTube telling you all the different foods people eat for breakfast around the world. I had cereal today with some raspberries, which was some Weetabix and raspberries. I like that in the morning rather than anything too stodgy. But yeah, you drink tea. I thought the French were coffee drinkers. I didn't know. I mean, I don't mind tea. Some days I do feel like having a cup of tea, but mostly because I'm lazy, I have coffee because it's much, much quicker than worrying about a tea bag. It's awful. These giant rats in trees, they can fall on you at any time. It's worthy of a Stephen King novel. Yeah, I'm not saying there's rats in Brentwood in the trees. I said there was. This is going back about 10 years ago. And it was a front page story, the rats in the trees. It's just, you don't think, do you, of rats being in trees? It's something you don't want to think about either. Don't think about that. It will give you nightmares. Here's a classic. This is Gary Numan with Cars. Bridget is frightened now about rats in trees.
FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you today. On to the roads we go. Now, you have got those roadworks on the A1023, which are just at London Road and Spittle Lane. So as you come off the Brook Street roundabout, you might get caught in a little bit of traffic. The best thing to do is to head down Wiggly Bush Lane, and Weald Parkway is shut because of the flooding. They are addressing that at the moment. But go down Wiggly Bush Lane, turn right onto Weald Road, and eventually you'll come back onto the A1023, or you can head down the other little bits of lanes to head down to the Ongar Road. Wilson's Corner is looking not too bad at the moment. A12 up towards Chelmsford is fine, and heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. You'll get more traffic and travel with Siobhan coming up at 1 o'clock.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen, or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I thought about you the other day. What the hell happened with you and me? 'Cause oh, ain't no loving no more. You ain't as cool as you used to be. Closer to the mirror than you are to me. I said, oh, had to show you that door. Someday I hope we can fix it, 'cause I ain't too proud to try. Say hi to your friends, and if they ever ask you why, we don't talk. No, you gotta grow up. Ain't you sick of being immature? Turn it up, turn it up, come on. Why you always gotta show up? It's something that I already know. That when you hear this on the radio, you're gonna turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. 'Cause it's all about you. It's all about you. Now you said some stuff that you can't take back. How did you think that I would react? 'Cause you must be out of your mind. How did we go straight from love to hate? Now it's so deep that we can't be mates. I said, oh, we should give it some time. Someday I hope we can fix it, 'cause I ain't too proud to try. Say hi to your friends, and if they ever ask you why, we don't talk. No, you gotta grow up. Ain't you sick of being immature? Talking loud 'cause you're insecure. You always turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on. Why you always gotta show up? It's something that I already know. That when you hear this on the radio, you're gonna turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. 'Cause it's all about.
a chat with Siobhan. She has a guest coming into the studio talking about Feng Shui. Have I said that right? Feng Shui. That's it, yeah. It is a thing, though, positive energy, especially in places like your bedroom.
Yeah.
It's like the energy flow, isn't it? So it'll be really interesting. And then Jo's got her mindfulness coming in, so it's a bit of a spiritual day.
That's right.
Are you feeling nice and warm?
I'm never warm. I just can't get warm at the moment. Honestly, no. I'm terrible. I'm like, literally got about 5 layers under this coat.
Yeah. And I've not got the heating up very much in the studio, just to add insult to injury. And I think because it's a concrete floor, you can just feel it coming up through through your legs.
The heat's not rising.
No. So if it goes very silent on Siobhan's show, you better call the police or something. But it should be fine. But you'll be able to find out how to set out your furniture and all sorts of things.
Mm.
That might be a nice sort of bring, you know. See what they say about the studio, actually.
Oh, yeah. The layout here is, if it's good energy or blocked.
Yes, that's the point. We need good energy. We have to tell the boss.
There might need to be a change round here.
We'll bring in a hacksaw and chop part of the desk off. We need a big throne seat. I would like a nice seat, though. I've got a gaming chair at home.
Yeah,
and they're just so comfortable, yeah.
Mind you, there's some stations as well where they make you, like, stand up the whole time well. Mm. At least we've got a seat.
Yeah, and I've been to another station where they've got the desk that rise up, so if you, you raise me up, if you want to stand up, you can, because the desk moves up and moves back down again.
Oh, the desk comes up. That's very snazzy.
Yeah. I don't want to stand up and do a show. Not unless if all the levels are at the same height, that's all right. But
not for 3 hours.
No,
that's
no.
Like, you'd be shattered when you do that.
I mean, I like to have a snooze on the sofa halfway through. I don't really don't do anything else. And I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Siobhan, because she's coming up next. And I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned.